together out in the gardens in all kinds of weather. Night's always desert. Together out in the garden, they could watch each other.
Inside all of us, solitude unites. Take in the potions, make them see flames of light.
Time for another show with us who work here.
Woo!
Yay! Me, Riff, and Zeno. Me, Jake.
Woo.
You, Tarzan.
Nah.
Riff, can you do the Tarzan scream?
No.
Didn't you see that thing on the job application for Asymmetric that said you had to be able to yodel?
Did you
wait?
The Tarzan scream is yodeling.
The Tarzan scream is a yodel.
Of sorts. It's not a very musical yodel.
Yeah.
Watts Apple Person says, what do you get when you cross the Jick Show with the never-ending story? Bastion homosexual.
Huh.
Like bastard homosexual and bastion.
Okay.
I get it.
Hey, so I did a Thursday update just now, and I say this because I think that my wife is listening to the show. The white snake, whose art my wife always made fun of me for, has gotten new art, and it's very obviously better than the old art. But you know, I didn't think the old art was really anything to shake a stick at. Actually, it was terrible. I mean, I admit. I fully
it does look better.
The old art was terrible.
You don't want to waste a perfectly good stick shaking.
That's true. That's true.
Onan
got sent to hell for that. Yeah.
It does look a lot better. It looks definitely more in the style.
Yeah.
Animals have their eyes floating above their heads.
Yeah, all animals are well drawn in the game, except for, well, the goats. I mean, I guess some animals are drawn with just their heads. That's because they have tiny bodies that are behind them.
Behind the heads, yeah.
Drunk on Punk says, in the Goblin King's fumble text, embarrassed is spelled wrong. It's missing an S. Okay. Riff will fix that while I belch.
Sorry, I missed what it was.
Oh, in the Goblin King's fumble text, embarrassed is spelled wrong.
Okay.
It's missing an S. Should be sembarrassed. That would actually be missing two S's. Max Van says, can you guys, that's a big assumption. can you guys play the Katamari Damacy theme song at the end of the show? Wow. Sorry, Matt, Katamari Damacy.
We have it.
Katamari. Rolling around a giant ball of poop.
It's the game where you play a dung beetle.
You said it should have two S's?
Yeah.
Did one of you guys already fix it?
Because
it's got two S's.
Maybe he thinks there should be three S's in a row. Or maybe he reported it somewhere else and Scully fixed it or something. This is from a few days ago.
All of our mics could go up a bit, says Yerick the Real Bad.
I don't know that it's actually possible. They're maxed out as it stands.
They could stand up.
Yeah.
They stand out to the max.
You just put the microphones closer to our faces.
Or your fucking cat chewed on this, and so I'm always scared to get it too close to my mouth because I don't want to get whatever the cat equivalent of AIDS is.
They actually do have a feline immunodeficiency
like
syndrome.
FIDS.
Yeah, I don't know if it's called FIDS, but there's a version of it for cats.
There is what do they call the one that monkeys had? Is it SIDS?
MIDS?
Simian?
Midichlorians?
And also sudden infant death syndrome? But that's not funny. You know what was a funny movie?
It would
movie
be funny if they died by exploding.
I didn't actually, yeah. I get it now. The whole, when you, I don't know if you heard this, when you play the Spinal Tap song on Guitar Hero 2, at the end of it, your drummer explodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uber Wookie says, would it be possible to buy trophies with meat from Hank since it doesn't affect a specific run at all? No.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Sean Clannery says, I often use the badger during my trips to the Daily Dungeon, and an idea occurred to me. Can the badger's animation be triggered by successfully passing the badger moxie test in the Daily Dungeon? Not really, because I forget how the badger animation works.
It's an animated GIF.
Yeah, and it's on just like a super long timer.
Yeah.
There's nothing that actually triggers it.
Yeah.
DVMA Preston says, I'm still waiting for my 35 million meat that I lost from that meat paste issue. Were we ever gonna...
I wasn't.
Let's see.
What?
Looking. Dreamer TK says, Dar la luz, along with producir un bebe, were two of the more amusing vocab terms in my Spanish learnings in high school. So, my wife apparently got a K-mail from somebody that said, you're, like, Y-O-U-R, you're a...
Yeah.
Whenever
the supply runs out.
Or exclamation points.
Yeah. When the supply runs out, you're going to be sorry because you won't be able
to express
any sort of...
You'll have to, like, turn eyes upside down, and that's just totally janky.
Yeah.
His player ID is apparently close to 11, followed by Leet, followed by 55. But there's one digit too few. Let's see. Max Van says, how about opening up the trophy images directory? Then you could add images of trophies that are impossible to get. I think the saber-toothed goat's saber teeth are hard to see. That is, when they're on the goat. Those are two different messages. No, I'm not opening up the trophies directory. I don't want people to see the seven images for the undiscovered trophies. And because they are kind of clues on how to get them, the titles. I mean, the thing is, they're enough that if you saw the title and knew what it was about, you might think that it was funny, but you would never guess the title, even if you knew what it was about.
Yeah.
That's kind of the... boy. Enemy Lasagna says, how many KOL years has the game been around for? I don't know, what, 10?
There's a way to find that out.
I don't know how many KOL years it's been since we implemented the KOL calendar.
Yeah, that we'd have to be. That's the only thing we'd be able to tell without like having to do actual math, which is not my strong suit.
Preenyqueezer says, you guys should add a feature to the right-click chat menu that lets people add features to the right-click chat menu. Ah, the recursiveness. It burns me.
One night I was really bored, and I almost just started implementing submenus for the right-click menu, but then I decided that I should spend my time doing things.
Playing World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
Maybe
someday.
Nigel says, if the clan's detailed roster had hardcore and softcore ascensions in addition to power, that would be totally sweet. I mean, I'm not averse to that, but...
Hmm.
Ooh, you know what I should do? I should make the detailed roster all iconified.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
So that everyone could complain about it. No, I mean, it's just a way of getting a lot more information and a lot less space.
Do people complain about that?
Yeah, people whined about the... I don't like that the X is there for hardcore.
I remember I saw the Grease Monkey script that changes all of them. I remember seeing that. And
yeah.
It was wildly amusing.
Whatever. People whine about anything.
I think a lot of people whine just to hear their own voices or just to complain.
Psycho says, if you flattened the substat gains from fights so that they were all the same on average, then skewed them based on how you killed the monster, it would encourage classes to play as their own class. They could level up at the same speed before, provided they killed the monster the way that they should.
Huh. I don't really know that there's supposed to be a specific way you kill a monster.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that idea, actually. Mm. You know,
like if you kill it with your weapon, you get more than if you let your soft spear kill
Well,
it.
No, if you kill it with your... No. What he's saying is, like... instead of your class determining how your substats are, how the substat points are distributed out, you know, instead of like it being half to your primary and then half divided among your secondaries, if it was a third to each, but you could skew the balance by depending on, like, if you mostly killed the monster with spells, then it would give you mysticality. 50% mysticality, and then 50% muscle and mox. And then if you were mostly using ranged weapons, it would be moxie, and if you were mostly using regular attacks. We'd define certain skills, you know, as being moxie or, you know, and then, like, but that's actually kind of interesting. I mean, a total amount of damage done by each of those sort of things, and then just whichever one was greater. I don't know, that'd be a pretty significant change, and I'm sure that it would have some impact that we weren't entirely sure about ahead of time. I don't know. We could try that as a combat tweak.
We could.
And see. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's... Yeah. I can see that.
That's an interesting mechanism for another game, too.
Yep. ACM says, did I just hear you say chicle for packs of chiclets? Like where most of the world, where most of us would say chiclets? Please tell me this is a personal campaign, like Geif. Well, no. I mean, I never see that kind of gum except when the kids in Mexico are trying to sell it to me, and they're all like, chicle, chicle, chicle.
Here's chicle.
Ziggy Zagnut says, is there any way to play KOL from a cell phone? I mean, probably some cell phones. You could probably play it on a Sidekick.
Very, very painfully.
And also, is Riff seeing anyone? Because he is the hot Zorist. Everybody has a crush on you, Riff.
Gosh.
Even animals and spiders.
Spiders. we should import the Nintendo DS browser and see if it works on that.
Import it.
I don't think it's out in America yet, is it?
Are they selling it?
Yeah.
Weird. I would have thought that it would just be built into the firmware.
No, it's a cartridge plus another cartridge that goes in the GBA slot to give more RAM
Weird.
To it.
That makes sense, though, if you need more.
Yeah.
I guess. We need more power. We don't have enough power.
We just don't have enough data. Data.
Data. Data.
Agent Lex says, when I make more than one meat paste, it tells me you acquired X meat paste, but my combined screen tells me you have X wads of meat paste. Why didn't the plural of meat paste get changed? Well, probably it's referring to it as an item in the give item, because it's doing the whole plural. And, yeah. We should change the plural of meat paste to wads of meat paste, and then that'll fix it.
Not it.
What? TMF13 says, hey guys, how about a new familiar, the Hermit's Crab? You could trade him like 100 items or so for it. No, because the Hermit bought some of that special shampoo, and he no longer has crabs. He does have syphilis, though. That's why he's...
Sisyphus?
He's crazy. So, alright, so did that game turn out to actually...
No.
consist of anything? Nope.
That's it.
It was revealed that that was all it consisted
of.
Yeah,
there's no actual puzzle.
That's great.
What the hell were you guys talking about?
It was this text adventure called Sisyphus that was just like, you're this naked guy, you know, pushing a boulder up a hill, and like, there's really only one thing that you can do, which is to push the boulder up the hill, and then it falls back down. You know, we were thinking maybe there was a way to get out of it, but, you know. It could be, like, there was that, and I'm probably spoiling this for a lot of people, but there was this IQ test online.
I love that.
The entire thing that it measured was how long did you do it before you quit. But, like, before you figured out that it was just randomly generating questions and that the answers didn't matter. And it's like, how many of them did you answer before you quit? And then, like, later on it emails you your IQ score based on that. And what's weird is that it gave me almost exactly the same IQ score that every other IQ test online has ever given me.
Oh, weird.
And I don't know if that just, like, happened to line up for me or what, but it was...
That was so cool.
I know. That was such a great idea. It probably wouldn't work now because nobody will actually put their email address into anything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this was years and years ago that it happened.
Yeah.
But, that's how you actually get your score in Sisyphus. If you figure out after, you know, 10 moves that it's time to stop playing it, then you win. The IF competition is over. I find the results to be a little questionable. My favorite game did not win. My second favorite game did not win. Although Primrose Path got third, right?
I don't know.
I don't think I played that one.
I was reasonably happy. I came in exactly in the middle, 21 out of 43 entries, which for a first-time author with a deliberately antagonistic game is pretty decent.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Ripley.
Now I should actually do a real one.
You wrote that in Inform 7, did you not?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, Primrose Path got second.
Second. Oh, good. Did you play it?
Huh.
It was cool. It was cool. It was a time travel game and had an interesting... Ooh. It had an interesting mechanism, and it was... although, it was a little... There were a couple points. It had this thing that I really thought was fantastic. It had a think command that it referred you to the first time you asked for a hint. It would give you hints. It had the regular hint system, but it also had a think command, which would just sort of remind you about whatever thing it was you had seen that was the clue for the puzzle instead of...
That's pretty cool.
I mean, at times it was too oblique. At times it was, like, sort of bad at figuring out where to take it. That was, you know, the winner also had that think command that was sort of like your quest objectives, which I'd never played a text adventure that had... sort of, you know, a to-do list of objectives like that.
I tried playing with Inform 7, and I just couldn't grok it.
I had a hard time, also. Like, when I started trying to do anything at all complicated, it was just like, I know that this parser speaks English, but, like, I'm having a hell of a time figuring out how to get it to understand my English.
I think it helps to read a lot of examples. I'd like to find some code of, like, actual full-length games that people have written.
Maybe. I wonder if they've released the code for, like, that, what is it, Float Point, the game that won?
Maybe.
Although that was
at least maybe eventually.
Because it had that, like, one feature that Float Point had that I really liked that I'd never seen also is if there's an object anywhere that you can get to, you can type find object and it will walk you to the room that it's in.
Yeah.
And you can just go to and then type the name of a room.
That's pretty cool.
It also, it had, in that game, there was like an email system that it didn't take any time at all to figure out how to use the email system.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wasn't even trying very hard. I was like, all right, I'm going to try and read one of these just to see what error message it gives me so that I'll know what the format for reading one is. And it just worked.
Yeah.
It's pretty intuitive. Jed the Nifty says, I love the feature of having a search again button at the top of mall stores. In the same manner, can we have a back to marketplace or some such button for NPC stores? Well, there already is one. Every NPC store should have a link back to wherever its container document is.
He wants one at the top.
Yeah, no, because there's never... NPC stores are never tall enough that that's a big deal. The whole reason that that was there is because of people with retarded, huge mall store inventories. Enter the Wumpa says, to riff, are lobsters crawling around in your house a common problem for you?
No, thankfully.
Yeah, we have magnets for that sort of thing.
Yes, lobster sticks to magnet.
Indeed. I kind of want to cook a lobster, but I don't really want to try and find one out here because it's the desert.
You just want to hear the noise it makes.
I mean, they have live lobsters at Red Lobster.
That's true.
In the tank. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they sell them.
You know where you can get lobsters? You can get live lobsters at the. There's an Asian grocery store that has all kinds of live seafood.
Interesting.
The whole back of it is like this just creepy, really filthy looking like rack of aquariums. It's like a cross between Walmart and Country Kitchen buffet.
Weird. I don't know if I want to buy a
No, it was it was really filthy. Like, it seemed really filthy. It's probably not, you know? Yeah. It's probably not a big deal. The Asian markets are hit and miss out here. Some of them are pretty gross.
I'd just like to find, like, a giant bag of short grain rice. That would make me very happy.
A giant bag of lobsters.
Yeah.
A giant crate of short-handled shovels.
Yeah.
You're not going to find one of those on the Big Rock Candy Mountain, that's for sure.
Nor any access saws or picks.
Yeah.
They do have those cigarette trees.
Yeah.
Little strings of alcohol that come trickling down the rocks.
Tom93 was talking about the Doable comic that, after preaching for a while, says, "What does it eat? Lettuce and pickles, just like my mom." And then they laugh, and that's the entire comic, which is pretty funny. Strong Bad Fan EX says, "When you use the drywall axe and score a critical hit, your character should shout, 'Here's Johnny!'" That's a good idea.
That's actually pretty easy to do now, isn't it?
Yeah. The Gun Run says, "Hi, guys. I just found out my ex-girlfriend is dating another man. I'm very depressed right now. Do you guys have any words of advice? Just be thankful she didn't leave you for a woman."
Yeah, that would kind of suck.
And also know that everything that you feel right now, you'll laugh about in, like, 5 years at how dumb you were when you were young. Just saying. Getting old is fun.
If you're a guy.
I'm getting arthritis, and it's awesome. Yeah, if you're a girl, it kind of sucks, I guess.
I don't know.
Are you seriously getting arthritis?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm probably getting, like, some kind of repetitive stress injury in my wrist and my right hand from
trying to back yourself into a corner on that
using
one.
The mouse too much. LSK says, "There should be a shoulder parrot familiar because almost all the other stuffed animals are familiars." That isn't even close to true.
Yeah.
There's only one stuffed animal familiar in there. Familiar. Like, you know, what, 30 regular stuffed animals? Strong Bad Fan EX says, "Why do pop-up blockers block the chat/question mark pop-up when it doesn't do it for the documentation? Different processes of causing the pop-up to appear or something?" Huh. I don't know.
No idea how pop-up blockers work.
It's weird, though. That seems like the mechanism would be the same. I mean, maybe one of them... Maybe... Oh, you know what I bet it is? It's because the /question mark thing just uses JavaScript to open the window as opposed to JavaScript that fires when you click on a link.
Yeah.
The pop-up blocker doesn't want things, like, come up unbidden. What is it? When you say unbidden... What does that mean?
I don't know.
It hasn't been bidden. Is it bide? Does that... What does the verb bide mean? I mean, you can bide
your time,
right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
There's
I don't use that word at all.
Unbidden, it's like...
Unbidden means without being summoned. I mean, does bide mean to summon?
I think it's not based on bide, but to bid.
Oh.
So, like, I bid you do X.
I see. Bid. Verb.
To whore the auction house for things that newbies misprice. That's how I make all of my gold.
Obsolete. To issue an order to. To give expression to. Wait.
Haha, you're obsolete.
Bade, bid, and bidden are all past tense forms of it. I bid him farewell. I bade him farewell. He was bidden farewell by me. I bid you adieu. Hey, I finally finished Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I started... she's got another book out of short stories.
Oh, cool.
That I started reading, but I didn't have a bookmark, so I was like, eh.
What a great reason.
Yeah.
Anything could be a bookmark, man.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything.
You didn't have, like,
a spider?
A sock or a cash register receipt or...
Nothing, no, nothing that I could reach. I had, like, wow. My clock radio.
Where were you?
I was in bed. I mean, I guess I could have used a hair. I always have some of those.
But, or, like, two or three in a braid.
I mean, I could have closed it on my tongue and went to sleep, I guess. I'm trying to think of flat things.
A shirt.
That is the best mental image.
I didn't have a shirt. Di Vernon says, the enchanted brass knuckles smash into Twinkly Powder. Oh, well, we're going to fix that thanks to Di Vernon.
Pretty expensive way to get wads, though.
Yeah, but... Strange Consequences says, great job on your IF game, Riff. God damn, though, the good ending kept me up all night. I thought it was supposed to be funny, not subliminally creepy. Kudos for your use of the point system, too. I'm still enjoying my search for the remaining Easter eggs.
Yeah, that turned out pretty good. My favorite review that I got really commented on how interesting he felt that was.
What was the point system? I
about how you didn't get points for solving puzzles or advancing the plot, but for finding the silly things.
Yeah. Awesomeness says, hey, dev team, or whoever will read this question, I was just wondering if you could make the familiar item unequip when you click on the unequip all button.
There's, I think there's some people who want it that way and some people who would not like it that way.
You know, now that we're in the habit of doing that stuff, we could just make it an account menu.
I guess so.
It could be in inventory options.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess I could whip that up right quick with the quickness.
Enter the Wumpa says, so, anyone played the new Sam and Max games yet? I wasn't aware that there was more than one. I've been...
Well, it's a series. I don't think the next one's out yet.
Yeah, I've been playing the first one. I will probably go home and play it some more tonight, now that I'm not playing any of the IF games anymore. I still don't understand why, I still don't understand why that fucking delightful wallpaper game, there must have just been something about it that I didn't get, because I don't know why anyone liked it. I don't know why anyone would bother to play it once they figured out how to
play it. I mean, the puzzle was difficult, I mean, but I haven't even really sat down and tried to solve it yet. But I just thought the writing was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The labyrinth game with the like rotating cube rooms, that was interesting. But I'm like, all right, these puzzles are too hard for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even. I started it, but there was a bug in, I guess, with the interpreter I was using or something that caused the NIM game not to work.
Oh.
Which rendered the whole thing unsolvable, so I didn't bother to go back after the fix was posted.
I was actually happy. I was sort of generalized based on what the computer did, how to beat the computer in NIM, and I knew the like original trick of trying to, you know, get it to. It's like you take the number that you're allowed to take and add one to it, and then you're always trying to leave one plus a multiple of that number that you've ended up with. And, I mean, basically, if both people know how to play NIM, the winner is entirely determined by who goes first,
yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But, I mean, it's like tic-tac-toe is like that. Anyway, yeah, I've been playing the new Sam and Max. I don't have a good sense of how far into it I am. You know, I got stuck. That's why I stopped playing it last time, because it's weird. There's a situation where, as near as I can tell, there are only, like, six things that you can do, and none of them work. Like, it's like a weird kind of cutscene thing that I'm stuck in, like a little dialogue maze sort of deal that I just can't figure out. I guess I'm going to have to... I guess I'm going to have to consult a walkthrough if I don't figure it out in a couple minutes the next time I play.
I heard a rumor that they might release it for the Wii. I hope that's true.
Huh. Like it's downloadable?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. The Wii is... that's really going to change things. Mm. Having what basically amounts to a mouse for your television.
Yeah. Plus, there's, I mean, there's so many interesting just little side things they're doing too. Like apparently they have. Have you read about the Avatar thing they have going?
Mm-mm.
Like when you set it up, you get to set up like user accounts, and each one you get to create like a little cartoon avatar, and that avatar gets used in the games. So like when you're playing tennis in the Wii Sports, it uses the avatar you've made as your character in that game.
Huh.
And they can use it for all sorts of other things, I guess. Like,
and you get to actually draw it?
Yeah, well, I don't know how. It's probably something where you, like, pick a hairstyle, pick a color.
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise you're going to be playing tennis against a lot of cocks and balls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll basically be like your average weekend.
But they could use that for anything. I mean, like, you could be playing, I don't know, Mario Grand Theft Auto, and there could be an advertising billboard that had your avatar on it as a commercial or something.
That's pretty
cool. Grand Theft Auto. You could do all kinds of stuff.
Would be good.
Have you seen that claymation?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Is there a new Paper Mario?
Announced. There's very soon coming out the first Wii Mario game, but Mario in Mario Galaxy or something, but right. I don't know anything about it.
It's not a launch title, though? The Mario
no, game? It's not.
No, it's very close to launch, I think, but not.
I guess, I mean, it's sort of an accident that the Zelda game was a launch title, because it was supposed to be a GameCube game, I guess.
Yeah. I've heard the graphics aren't great, but the gameplay makes up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that based entirely on Penny Arcade, but yeah, I didn't. There was some place that posted a like minute by minute description of the first like 10 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, I started to read that review, and then as soon as I realized what he was about to do, I like shut the window.
Yeah, no,
I didn't
read any of the gameplay.
Yeah,
either. It was. When is it? Is it like tomorrow?
Sunday.
What's
tomorrow? Is the PS3? I think.
Huh. Okay. I thought for some reason that the PS3 was coming out after. There were already douchebags lined up at Target camping.
That's so dumb.
Doing that at Target, I really don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, there was a sign up that said, line for the PS3 starts here. And, you know, there were, like, just this cluster of people in, like, office chairs and,
God.
With coolers and thermoses.
I wonder how many they're going to get. I mean, they should just, I mean, I wonder if Target knows how many they're going to get and will do something kind, like count how many people are in line and inform the people that are too late that they're too late, or if they'll just let them sit out there all night and find out in the morning.
That would be pretty mean.
Yeah.
Di Vernon says, nice message when you try to belete yourself. I don't remember what it is. Creeping Crud says, one of my friends who is new to the game asked me why there's no pixel familiar, and I didn't have a good answer for him. Have you considered making an 8-bit familiar? Maybe we should just break down and do that fucking Metroid for a Tuesday. I mean, it could just be like a mosquito, but for MP.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much what it did in the games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so.
Oh, will we call it a Metroid?
We could call it an evil jellyfish. Or a Man of War, or
we could call it like a pixel xenomorph or something. Like what did they refer to it as in like the opening cinematics to Super Metroid?
I don't recall.
I'm sure there's a transcript somewhere.
The Rum says, I asked this question on Monday, but I want to see what Riff and Zeno say. Have you ever read the book House of Leaves? It's one of the craziest, most genius books I've ever read. Also, according to Firefox, Zeno isn't a word, but Zenos is.
I have not read said book.
I read most of it. I think I got distracted and never finished and didn't really go back to it. The problem was the base story was interesting, but all the literary criticism that it was wrapped in was so dry that it was tough to chew, metaphorically speaking. But it was really interesting. His new one is out. I'm not sure if it's out yet or not. I have to look on Amazon and see if they've updated it. But I'm eager to see what he does in the next one.
I don't even know if I want to start on it. Like, reading Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell over the course of, like, several months has made me kind of not want to start on some book that's
also you should do a couple short ones in between.
Something just pulp. There's a new Stephen King, but it's, like, not at all supernatural, so I don't at all care. Walla Walla 23 says, the bang message you get when you're an oxygenarian or teetotaler should be, you drink a potion, you drink nothing.
I don't remember. Is that a NetHack thing? Because I don't...
I don't know. Dan Bob says, so is the pretentious artist associated with Asymmetric at all? From what I've heard you guys say online, Jick does all the drawings, and I kind of just presumed with a name like that that the P artist would be the guy drawing everything. What's the story? No, he's just my real-life friend who was sort of referenced when I put the pretentious artist in, but he does work for Asymmetric.
Yeah. He's right associated now, with Asymmetric, just not with this game.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything for the game, but he right now what we're mostly doing is trying to market his line of T-shirts. Seeing if Asymmetric can actually do something that, like, an actual business would do instead of just doing this this game. So, yeah, Fuzzy Balls Apparel. Buy some!
Woo!
Go to fuzzyballsapparel.com and buy some shirts.
Fuzzyballsapparel.com for those who missed it when I was rudely talking over our Jack.
Gleeb says, on the Wii release date, you should change the gnomish skill text to, you learn a new skill. Wii.
No.
Yeah, no. Jump the Shark says, what are your biggest e-penis accomplishments outside of KOL? Some World of Warcraft thing? I don't have any e-penis accomplishments outside of KOL.
I don't really.
Riffs is probably blank white cards.
Yeah. Or that puzzle I sold to Perplex City.
I'm not very interesting. Okay, there's now the, unequip familiar equipment. You hit unequip all.
Okay.
The account menu.
And does it actually do anything?
Yeah.
It dupes familiar equipment.
Oh, dupe. No. Haha. Shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe. Go try, kids.
Evang says, we got the shadow being hurt by you healing yourself. What if we have an enemy whose worst fear is self-mutilation? I'm doing a Maple Leaf run right now, and spending time with it makes me think it's a neat mechanic but needs more. A Maple Leaf slash Sombrero or Maple Leaf slash Leprechaun would be cool. Well, the Maple Leaf is what? It's just,
steals MP.
It doesn't. I think it attacks, and then it acts at the end of combat like a ghoul whelp, I thought.
Oh, I don't actually know.
It's neat watching Marshall go through his sequential familiar runs. Because it's interesting perspective on what it's like to go through with different familiars. It'll be neat to see once the actual boards are finished, like, what impact they actually have on playing through the game.
Hmm.
You know, like, what sort of speeds people get out of runs with 100% of specific familiars. Teen Rocker says, Dear Jick and Scully, how about a set of usable items that grant temporary resistance / damage bonus for certain elements? For example, cheap cologne for sleaze. We have a lot of stuff like that. Moth says, Xeno should change it so when TexMurph posts things, it doesn't actually put a link in there. Because people can still copy and paste it, but it'll give you a second to think. I can get behind that.
I can use a shortcut to go around it.
Benji Cord says, I don't know if anybody's pointed this out before, but there's a stray black pixel to the right of the hippie camp on the map of the island. Please fix it. It's really bugging me. Wow, really?
What? Oh, I see it. Wow, that's some very perceptive of you.
Where is it?
There's like a little bitty stray pixel right and down a little bit in the water.
Oh, damn. How the hell did that happen? Maybe that's just a dead pixel on everyone's monitor.
Yeah, that could be it.
Wow, okay. I'm going to fix that as soon as I get back into my office.
Maybe that's a fish.
a one by one blackfish.
Well, you're kind of high up in the air, so to speak, so you wouldn't be able to see it very well.
Parafert says, why does the council take the Boss Bat bandana and give out a batskin belt? Why can't we wear the bandana? Yeah, I don't know. Colonel Sunders says, for the armor craftiness revamp, how about making antique armor smithable with something else, perhaps one of the ores, to make it stronger and unbreakable? Phoenix says that if I don't consider having a hot 10 years younger half-black wife with comic book-sized breasts as something that gives me e-penis, then she's insulted. Her breasts are actually comic book-shaped.
Yeah. it's really creepy.
Sort of rectangular, 22 pages.
And then she says, oh no, nothing worse than stray blacks. Max Van says, I really think the barskin hat should give cold resistance. I wouldn't want a barskin hat, he says, because he initially typed bar shin. I wouldn't want a hat made from bar shins. Well, the problem with that is that the barskin hat would make it really easy for you to sort of circumvent the trapdoor stuff, because we don't want cold resistance coming into play until then. I guess it could just require more cold resistance, and it could require exactly as much cold resistance as the outfit gave you, and we could have stuff before.
Well, that would make the all the skills that give cold resistance not work then.
Would it?
Yeah, because
they all only give one unit? I thought they were more than one.
Elemental Soul Sphere gives two, I think. Shell only gives one. The passives give two, I think. They might give three.
I can check. I think the passives only give one.
Oh. I know the outfit gives three units, so. Let's see here. What do you get, player?
Dio says, hey guys. I was just wondering, in the list of skills, if you profile the skill Summon Hilarious Objects, is counted as hardcore permanent skill at times, but the Smile of Mr. A skill isn't. Is this a feature of the game or an oversight? The Smile of Mr. A is not actually a skill. It's just sort of faked in the skill list.
You're right.
A
side note, yeah, the outfit is plus three.
Okay.
So, and those skills... Go ahead, sorry.
If those skills only give... I mean, I honestly don't... I would not feel bad if Saucephere alone was not enough to get you up there. If he said you'll need to find some way, if you don't already have some way of, you know, getting at least meager cold resistance or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it appears that the passives give plus two.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Uber Noodle Boy says, to clarify, I hadn't randomly faced the tower familiar that required the lime in all of my first 11 ascensions, and so I didn't have a pet lime until the end of my 12th. Smoking News says, hi there, Jake, I have a game question. What would be the possibility for adventures to become tradable in the game in the future, but so as to stop multi-abuse, limit the amount of adventures sent to a person by, say, 50 adventures a day? Well, that wouldn't so much stop multi-abuse as limit the multi-abuse that every single person playing the game did to 50. That's never, ever going to happen. Hogula says, since someone else asked something like this, I might as well, too. Would you describe my various messages to Radio Bugbear as good, bad, thought-provoking, stupid, numerous, jumbo-slash-large, Kafkaesque, or squeaky?
Well, this particular line of them is definitely numerous.
Attempting to meat-paste a hairy staff in a box should give the same result as trying to meat-paste a wang in a box. Let's see. I think somebody might have asked you this already, but have any of you read The Areas of My Expertise by John Hodgman? It's awesome. I have it, but I haven't read it yet. And at least one of the 700 hobo names therein should be made into an encounter in the sleazy back alley. Also note that my mentioning of The Areas of My Expertise is unrelated to my mentioning of the hairy staff slash box, so don't read them together as one question. Too bad.
Too late. I didn't associate that book with this, but there is a list somewhere. Somebody did a website that got a whole bunch of artists, and they assigned each artist a name from the... It was like 700 hobo names, and the artists all drew pictures of what all these hobos would look like. They were weird things, too. Like, I don't know, like... duck-faced Scott. And
yeah, that listening to him read them is pretty funny. It's like an hour long. You can download this MP3 from his website. It's like an hour of him with somebody playing a guitar behind him just reading all of the names of... It's hard to pay attention to. This is a good... Hagio says, how would you feel about putting some mini-boss in each of the zones along the lines of the Crypt mini-bosses in Skelter Buttleton? The Palindome could have Dr. Awkward, which is fucking awesome.
Wow. That's really good.
I'd never heard that palindrome before.
Dr. Awkward.
That's fantastic. Thunderdome could have some sort of gnomish automaton. Sure, the airship could have a fairly effeminate antagonist, possibly dropping a graphite in materia.
You
get the idea. There's something sort of like that happening. Sort of. You'll see.
Dr. Awkward. We're definitely going to
Dr. Awkward's definitely going in.
Yeah.
Good old Hogulus. Good old Belch.
That was pretty good Belch.
El Accordionacci says, howdy, how about a Crimbo box for the gift shop in December? Probably something like that going to happen.
You said box.
You said December.
Hogula says, how would you feel about an outfit involving a fez of etymology, a sword behind inappropriate prepositions, and alpha male pants? Also, though I can't test for one yet because I don't have a towel, if the Tuesday update didn't introduce a towel toga, there should be one.
There's a towel skirt.
Yeah.
So, kind of like that.
Yeah, and there's a towel cape, and the vampire cape is a cape, and people are going to be asking, like, why are one of these capes a shirt and one of them's not? And the answer is, I don't know. Evang says, what is your favorite skill in the game? Also, completely unrelated, but thanks for more shirts, because I was just going to perm TA next run. Now it feels less useless to do so, just by a margin.
My favorite skill is definitely Hero of the Half Shell, because I was really proud of thinking of that name when I was coming up with what the skill should be named. And I just like the name.
I think my favorite is Lunge Smack.
Diminished Gag Reflex.
And to answer your question, Hogulus, yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time. O'Grady says, when you have utensils equipped, you should get benefits from them if you eat certain foods, like pizza and the cutter, or pie servers and pies, or pasta and pasta. Eh. Walla Walla 23 says, when you use the /friends command and none of your contacts are online, it should say, you have no friends. Well, you know that you don't have any friends. We don't need to tell you that.
Yeah, that's just mean.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, Jake, do you think the Shore Lady and Susie are coming out of warp pipes in their pictures? Ask Riff, he'll know what I'm talking about. Implying that I won't know what you're talking about?
Say that again? What?
Jake, do you think that the Shore Lady and Susie are coming out of warp pipes in their pictures? No,
I'm pretty sure anyone between the ages of,
Well, there was a... It came up on a radio show at one point, so...
Jump the Shark said, did you know that in some episodes of Clarissa Explains It All, there's a They Might Be Giants poster that can be seen on the wall?
That's pretty cool.
Dan Bob says, the Comic Chameleon, when not mimicking another familiar, has some spacing issues in the combat screen and needs some carriage returns put in.
I will do that.
I don't know where it is, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to... Yeah, is that at the beginning or at the end? I don't know.
Vash Orion says, the towel is missing its item type in the window that pops up when you click it. Well, it doesn't actually have an item type. Ithrildor says, hey, you guys should make an XML feed of the updates and maybe the moon phases for use in Google homepages. I think it'd be cool to have that on my homepage. Huh. Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
I don't know how that works, though.
Well, we would just have to generate an XML document. I don't know, some kind of format. I'm sure that's consistent. That I don't know. I don't know how it. I mean, we could just look at it. Any RSS feed, you can look at it, and it just shows you the XML. So
yeah.
I mean, it could. I wonder if you'd be able to do like an image in it though for the moon phases, because I bet you can. Because that would be trivial to do. I mean, it could just be like a whatever last X updates and whatever the current moon phases are, XML file that gets our synced out to the live servers.
I don't know. I don't want to look at it right now. I'll get to.
I don't necessarily want to put an RSS link on the page, but.
Like a live bookmark. I like those, by the way, the live bookmarks.
You know, it almost never works for me.
Huh.
I've got a Gmail live bookmark.
That one never worked for me.
Yeah, I would say about 90% of the time when I click on it, it just says live bookmark feed failed to load.
Yeah, I use it for, like, other sites that have are sort of in that blog.
I had never actually seen it on any other site.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them that I go to, like, things that have, like, regular video releases tend to have them.
Like 4chan?
Yeah, they have lots of videos there. I don't know, I don't really go to 4chan that much.
And, what's that one that got sued on account of Kappa? Zanga?
Yeah.
And,
you know how much I just love social networking sites.
Yeah. You know? No, you totally do it on Friendster, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
We should...
What's Friendster again? I've never heard of that.
It was pre-MySpace kind of thing.
Pre-MySpace.
What?
Pre-MySpace, it's like my... MySpace for prematurely born babies.
Yeah, well, I was one of those.
How premature were you?
10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Yeah, fuck that third trimester, man. It's boring.
Wow, crazy. Did you have to be in a box and shit after
you
were born?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to live. Fuck them. I'm hardcore. It's like, man, it's hot in here. I've read this magazine 50 times.
This music is terrible.
Rip, I'm glad you lived.
Aw, thanks.
And you got that weird lightning bolt scar on your forehead, too. I think that it's time for us to take a break, for me to get a beer to refuel my belch engine.
chug-lug.
Let's do a violent femmes-a-thon. We're going to start out with some American music. We're going to follow that up with Jesus Walking on the Water, which will lead us into 36, 24, 36, followed by my favorite violent femme song ever, I Held Her in My Arms. And that puts us at like 11 or 12 minutes, and we'll see you when this is done. Till then, enjoy the violent femmes.
Yay!
Can I put in something like, this is American music, take one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
I'm not afraid to die. American music.
Baby,
do you like American music?
We like all kinds of music.
But I like American music best.
Baby, you were born too late, and I was born too late. But every time I look at that ugly day, it reminds me. It reminds me.
Help me. chicks. 36, 24, 36. I want lots of pretty chicks. 36, 24, 36. I want lots of pretty chicks. 36, 24, 36. I want lots of pretty chicks.
World of Warcraft, you don't really need to talk about anything else.
Yeah.
Jump the Shark says, do you guys ever watch Deal or No Deal? It's the best game show since Greed. I've never seen Greed, and no.
No. Is that like a new version of Let's Make a Deal?
Onzen Okoya says, I have to write a story for creative writing. Problem is, I can't think of anything to write. Is it all right with you if I do a KOL-related story if I can't think of anything else? Sure. Nicodemus says, are the misspellings minuscule for the temporal rip and plexiglass here to stay? What's...
I don't know what's wrong with either of those.
Yeah. Let's check the dictionary, shall we? Minuscule. M-I-N-I-S-C-U-L-E.
Yeah.
It's a variant of minuscule. But that's...
Plexiglass is spelled right. Yeah, there's only one result in no.
No, actually, the dictionary says that it's like a trademark, and it's P-L-E-X-I-G-L-A-S. But I don't...
I think...
Well, no, there's a... On dictionary.com, there's a result for plexiglass as we spell it. That
it's one of those things like Xerox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except it would be like Z-E-E-R-O-C-K-S in the U-S-A-S.
A-U-H, or A-U-G-H.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be campground equipment that will prevent people from being TP'd? No.
No. Deal with it.
No, you need that for your bunghole.
Ashlyn's asking about the gauze hammock again. I wouldn't actually mind taking a look at all of the campground equipment and doing a big wipe of that. All the stuff that's just PvP, maybe replace it with something else.
Yeah.
Ashlyn says also, hey guys, I know what needs to be in the pirate chest. Pieces of 7 of 9.
Which pieces? I'm not sure I know which pieces you want, but...
Yeah, I want half of a boob and one elbow.
She has got nice elbows.
Hogula says, you know what would be cool? Some kind of spiked shield that damages or possibly de-levels enemies when they hit you. There could also be other types of pointy clothing, like those World War I era spiked German helmets or an astoundingly uncomfortable cod piece.
Let's see what the cat is.
Probably not.
Matt G987 says, maybe the Buffalo Blades battle text should contain a reference to Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
That's a really great sentence.
Yeah. Walla Walla 23 says, not only are glasses both hats and accessories, capes are now shirts and accessories. It's driving me insane.
Well, it's,
also,
know,
what happened to the wife and everyone else beater? That would be a great shirt. Arago says, does Shield Butt have a chance of shattering ancient shields? I don't think so.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Fred Levi says, let me tell you something about Firefox 2.0. I installed it, and for some reason all my bookmarks died, and only the first tab worked. I think I'll wait for version 2.1, too. You know, I just don't use bookmarks anymore.
Really?
I got so tired of losing them when I would switch from computer to computer, or, like, switch from browser to browser, and having, like, a bunch of different computers that I use on a regular basis that, like, I've decided to just treat them like I used to treat telephone numbers. Like, if I can't remember a site... then I'm just, I could either Google it or just not go there.
I sort of use them like hidden treasure. It's like I keep bookmarking stuff and then never looking at it, and then like every 6 months I'll go through and sort and file and clean up my bookmarks and find all these interesting sites I saved that I haven't looked at in years.
I mean, Google will eventually come up with some sort of bookmark thing, you know, and then I'll use that, but...
I use bookmarks so I can click one button and open an entire list of sites at once, which is kind of cool.
Wow, really?
Yeah, if you have a folder, a bookmark folder, and I keep it on the top menu pane, if you middle click it, everything in that folder will open at once.
In separate tabs?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's of use to me.
There are things that I don't know. Like, I also feel like... it's exciting to me when I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't checked Super Mega in a long time, you know, and I go check Super Mega instead of, like, I mean, some stuff I use the Google homepage and stuff kind of filters in and out of there. There are some blogs that I know that I will forget about, but that I don't want to forget about, so then I, you know, just use the RSS and put them on my personalized Google page. Mm. And that is just fucking perfect for me because no matter what computer I'm using, it's there, and, yeah.
I should look at that.
Dumbass says, can you make the inventory page not completely reload every time you use an item? It'd be kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, I have been meeting one of these days whenever I'm just supremely bored and trying to stave off playing more World of Warcraft. I was thinking about sort of genericizing that thing that the quick skills page uses to add another box at the top of the screen, making it so that basically any page in the game can do that, and any form can that outputs a results thing can be turned into one of those with almost no effort. I'm not really sure how it would work, but you know, it might be useful.
Morbank says, hey, you guys should make a familiar that buffs monsters. Why? Because you're out of ideas. Liana Gwynn says, shouldn't the pack of KWE trading card that drops from the claw game be pluralized? Never mind, my friend pointed out why it's not pluralized. Thanks for the game, guys. I wouldn't have read that if I'd read the whole thing before I started reading it out loud. Johnny the Johnner says, idea for a possible softcore-only quest. If you visit the council with three badass belts equipped, you get the Are You a Bad Enough Dude to Rescue President Ronnie quest. President Ronnie could be Abe Vigoda, no relations, brother, on the Committee of Voting.
Does the Abe Vigoda no relation joke actually appear anywhere in the game?
Not
just
yet.
In the feelies.
Yeah.
Strange Consequences says, that's kind of an interesting name. If the asymmetric team were magic cards, what colors would you be?
I would be blue because I am definitely a griefer.
Blue a griefer?
Counter spells.
Yeah, I feel like blue was always the sort of meta game.
Yeah.
Color,
whenever I played blue, the brief time that I played Magic, I was always a counter spell deck. Yeah. It was always a control deck.
I always did. Sleight of Mind, and what's the other one? The other one is like Sleight of Mind.
That's after my time.
I don't remember.
No, Sleight of Mind was in the original set.
Oh, was it? I don't remember what
it was. It might have been before your time, actually. Because yeah. I think it was removed. Sleight of Mind was like, it was an instant that would permanently change any color in the text of any card to another color.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, I always played blue and white. Always. What the hell was the other? There's Sleight of Mind, and then there was one other card that did the same thing, except with something else.
I don't remember. I remember having
Mind
a...
Mind Hack? Something Hack.
Maybe, yeah. There was a... Hell, I don't remember.
I don't remember what it did. Maybe it changed anything's color to a color. So like, basically, Sleight of Mind and Northern Paladin, you gained... a creature that could tap and you'd pay a couple mana to destroy, like, any card that the opponent had. Because it could destroy any black card. Like, that's the thing. Everything that we used to use, every card that I used to think was cool in Magic, they've, like, oh, this is too powerful, we're going to remove it. And everything that there is now is just like, all right, this is just going to be really complicated instead of, you know...
Really fun.
Do you remember the... what was the one? It was like a meteor or something where you'd flip the card up on the table and any cards as it went.
Yeah, the chaos orb. It was Sleight of Mind and Magical Hack. I don't remember what Magical Hack did, but it was.
I read somebody won a tournament once, I think, with a chaos orb by tearing it up first, and spraying chaos orb confetti all over the table.
You wouldn't do that now because the card's so valuable.
Yeah.
I used to have a oversized Chaos Orb.
That's pretty funny.
It was like a sheet of an 8.5... It was the size of a sheet of an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Watching the progression of that game was interesting to me. Like, I think there's a lesson to be learned there about...
Creeping complexity. Yeah.
Not even complexity, but creeping balance. Because even between like Unlimited and Revised, right? There were a bunch of cards that got removed. There was like, you know, they got rid of Berserk, and a lot of it was because I guess for tournament play, they would, you know, they didn't want anything that would allow you to have a first turn kill, which makes sense, I guess. You know, you wouldn't want that in tournament play, but why not just make it against the rules for tournament play?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dark Ritual was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Dark Ritual, like, I guess I can see, like, all right, well, every black deck has Dark Ritual in it, because Dark Ritual is a card that, like, turns one black mana into three black mana, you know. And it was neat because sometimes if you got lucky, oh, I got my Drudge Skeletons out on the first turn. And you know what? Getting your fucking Drudge Skeletons out on the first turn does not mean the game is broken.
Yeah.
You know? Especially because it's like, oh, I got my Drudge Skeletons out, and I take one mana burn, or whatever, you know? But, like, they got rid of that after Revised, and it was like, well, okay, I guess I can see how for tournament play. I guess it would be kind of like us making all of our decisions based on what the speed softcore people were doing.
But, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been talking about a lot of stuff in dev lately, and I don't know. I felt like... I remember talking to Hot Stuff about this. Like, I feel like it's a good idea for us to periodically bounce back and forth between, like, balancing things and making things make sense as a game and then just randomly throwing shit in for people to mess with. You know? It's too bad that there are so many leaderboards and so many things that people are so invested in that make it so we just can't change a lot of stuff the way that we used to be able to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. Strange Consequences also says, also, would you guys ever consider working on a physical game of any type? Certainly you could produce a good board slash card game in the tradition of Steve Jackson or someone else cool. So the Order of the Stick game came out. My wife bought it for me. She bought it for me as a present, like thinking that it was something that I was like interested in playing, which it is, I guess. But mostly why I wanted it was because it's made by the people who we were going to work on the card game with, and it doesn't look like ass. So I was trying to, I sort of wanted to read the credits and see, like, all right,
who do you have to talk to now?
Yeah, like, you know, who actually did the design on this? Because if the publisher actually did the design on this, they've either learned a lot since everything they ever showed us, you know, about making stuff not look like total ass, or, you know, these people did their own design and the publisher just acted as a publisher and that was it, which is the deal we're sort of trying to get with them now. I don't know. That whole thing has sort of ground to a halt again. I gotta say that the biggest reason that I'm not really pushing for it is because, whereas I think the content for the card game as we designed it is really, really good, I don't care for the mechanics. I think we could take all the content that we have and put it into a game that was more fun.
Game.
I mean, it's just too, I guess it's a little too...
Although I explained it to one of my friends and he said it was a lot like Ninja Burger. Or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that game.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would like to play the Order of the Stick game because, all right, it looks really complicated. It looks elaborate. It's packaged really nicely. That's something that I look at this and I'm like, God damn it. Like, why were these people not this level of quality of everything when we were still, you know, actively in this
company? Maybe they just saw the artwork and wrote it off. I mean, that's possible.
I don't know. I mean, the Order of the Stick game looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty elaborate. There's like four decks of different sizes in it. There's like big cards that are like dungeon rooms, and then there's, I guess, things that, I don't know if they're like connectors between, the top card is a stairway, is all. I mean, it's very simple art, but it's like, I mean, ours was very simple art, but they managed to make it look awful anyway, you know.
Well, part of that is because all of the Order of Stick stuff is vector. It's all, I think it's made with Illustrator or something.
Yeah. Right.
And our stuff is all bitmaps, so that might have had a lot.
Yeah,
of
I mean, and that, but that was the thing. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure that you can make a goddamn card with bitmap graphics. You know, if I make a bitmap that's the right size for it, there is absolutely no reason to convert it to vector. Our stuff looks terrible when it's converted to vector.
I mean, if you can give them a bitmap that's of the appropriate resolution, then there's no reason they wouldn't be able to print it.
And that was the thing. Like, they wanted all of the actual, like, the borders around stuff on the cards to be vector, and it just didn't look good. They insisted on having another color because people will feel that it has more value if it has more than one color. You know, but I disagree, you know, and I would say that our success indicates that our model is the right model for what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's just the whole process is really frustrating. But I don't know. I guess I'm just sort of so turned off to the whole thing now that I'm like not even excited about the prospect of getting it published by somebody else or getting it published with our design. I mean, I know, you know, Scully's pissed that all of his content that he's written is not seeing the light of day, but I mean, most of it could go into the game, you know, and be fine. But I almost would rather do a board game than a card game anyway, you know?
Hmm. Board games are pretty cool.
Like, doing something like Arkham Horror, but the right way. not to say that they did it the wrong way, but, like, that, you know, they're, instead of all those goddamn decks of cards, there could have just been, like, you know, some props. Like, all right, there's, like, a scroll that has a chart of things that happen when you roll a die, you know, as opposed to, like,
could our game have
50 different decks of cards?
Could our game have a tile that represents a bottomless pit that when you jump over it, there's a possibility?
There's another bottomless pit
on the other side, yeah. I think we should make it as much like a
dungeon yeah. quest, yeah. God. Yeah, that's an awful game.
Yeah. C-Wraith says, there's a bit of a layout problem on the equipment page and the inventory on narrow screens with individual accessory slot equip links. When the screen is too narrow, or I have the sort of inappropriate prepositions equipped in the screen at a reasonable size. The word accessory and the number behind it get split into different lines. Would it be a good idea to change the space to a non-breaking space?
I can do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
DomPier73 says, the Pooh chatted in radio last week while in labor for her baby. She so deserves something cool, like a custom baby rattle or Pooh Bear. Adra got her beat. Prior. She was in KOL chat while she was in labor with her most recent kid. Sorry. I mean, congratulations and everything to Pooh, but, you know. Ferdawoon says, I just wanted to say that I really like the new feature at the Crackpot Mystic Shed. I like how he says how many objects you can make with your current pixels. Implement elsewhere? Inch mile, inch mile, inch mile.
Is there any other place in the game that's like that? I mean, the star charts, we don't want to list what you can make.
Yeah.
There was last year's Christmas holiday content, which already did that.
Right.
I don't think that there's really anywhere else where, that allows you to assemble things from parts. There's the Super Tinker, but you can only use one of each. I really don't understand where you're asking for that.
Yeah, I don't know where else it would want to go either. Canada Joe 101 says, thanks, Jake, for making ye old navy fleece so jaunty looking. Now I can bash in the skulls of my enemies in style. Have you guys ever considered an item creation system where you take the powders and wads you get from pulverizing to make other items unique, non-dropping items? Well, weapon smithing is kind of already like that, and those things don't drop anywhere. Glebe says, interestingly, what do you guys think of Kurt Vonnegut? We were just talking about Ray Bradbury. What is it? Riff got the...
I couldn't remember either.
It was
the
like
name.
There was the story Howard Bergeron, Howard by, Bergeron. By Ray Bradbury. Like, it was Harrison Bergeron, and it was by Kurt Vonnegut. Strong Bad Fanny X says, the Ninja Snowman's attack message, specifically the brr part, is not separated from the period of the last sentence by a space. It looks goofy. The brr is actually replacing the pow, bam, oof thing, and there's all kinds of glitches with that, apparently. Enter the Wumpus asks if any of us have ever fallen asleep while working on part of the game. I'm sure Riff has. He's fallen asleep in his chair all the time.
Yeah. I don't remember specifically if it was while I was working or not.
I can't say that I ever have.
Cyan220 says, I challenge you to answer me these riddles three. Riddle the first. Do we do all of our adventuring at night, or is it just always the kind of day that we can see the moons, even in the afternoon? One of those two things, yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle the second. Put the following improvements in the order that we will see them. Wands, Turtle Tamer, Armor Crafting, and S13. Wands, I don't know what you're talking
about. Maybe chef staves.
Oh, yeah. Chef staves and S13 will happen at the same time. TT Armor Crafting will happen. I'm guessing that the way that we're going to end up doing that is several consecutive minor Tuesday updates.
Probably.
Like, we just need a fucking plan for the turtles. And I can't...
I thought we had one or two reasonable ideas.
I'm not completely satisfied with any of the turtle ideas, you know? I mean, I mean,
Rabble.
Yeah. So armor crafting will come. I mean, I figure we could do like, you know, a big like shield crafting revamp as one Tuesday, and then like, you know, figure out what to do with the pants. Hot Stuff and I sat down and kind of came up with something, but
pants are kind of boring.
Yeah, and with because of Scully's stupid skirt kilt thing, like it's twice as much work as it needs to be. Every item turns into three different items. Riddle the third. How are the first two questions riddles in any way? Speaking of people getting on leaderboards, I'm near the bottom of the Ghoul Whelp chart, and I'm hoping to jump to the top in another 2 to 3 days. I'm not likely to see such glory again. Hooray for being there when it all went down. And to everyone who wants to change what their favorite food slash booze is, when you start drinking in college, you will have one favorite drink that you have everywhere you go. But you'll probably get sick of it, leading you to find a new favorite. But then when you get together with your old friends, they'll still think your old favorite is your favorite. It takes work to change people.
That was very, something. What's the word? Enlightening?
Possibly.
He also says, Jick, I would say that there is like The Sims, but you are a sim, can't control your environment, and don't have a job. I had to use it to do a psych experiment. It was terrible. Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, thanks for putting the toilet paper on the right-click menu. It's so nice to be able to toilet paper jackasses in chat who then cannot figure out how to get it off.
Yeah, it turns out that it wasn't the, a case of the right-click menu being full. It was some weird problem with an associative array.
Yeah.
It turns out that you can't you couldn't have multiple entries that went to the same page. So I ended up having to use like dot slash to differentiate them.
Huh.
So I didn't have to recode the entire right-click menu. It was jankrific, but it works.
Benji Cord says, you should put in an ultra-rare encounter with the game's narrator. You get something neat if you win, but for the rest of your ascension, all the item and adventure descriptions are blank because you killed the guy that reads them to you. And Naked Juice says, have any of you ever tried wefriddles.com? It's exactly the sort of thing Riff would love. And also, hi, Greta.
See, the thing is, I enjoy the creation of puzzles, but I have totally no patience for solving them, especially in this day and age when easy walkthroughs are like a mouse click away.
Right.
So, I'm really terrible at those sorts of websites.
And Naked Juice says, I was watching Drawn Together, and Foxy referred to a handgun as a Puerto Rican credit card. I lolled despite myself. Drawn Together is one of the fucking best shows on television.
I need to get... Do they have any of it on DVD yet?
I don't know. You mean on Easy News?
That's for us.
Yeah. I bet they do.
I'll go look at it for
me. Oh, man, I had to cancel the credit card that was paying for the Easy News account, and thankfully I remembered it, and I switched it over to my
I'm happy for that. Yeah. I think I use it more than you.
Oh, I think you do, too, yeah. I mean,
I don't use it very much, though.
Yeah. I mean, and I only ever use it for porn anyway, so it's like at porn and Dungeons & Dragons PDFs. I had
20 minutes of this... illegal disclosure with all of us.
Walla Walla 23 says, does anyone in the office like Billy Joel? Exactly as many people as like cock, which is to say yes, Mr. Skullhead. Fred Levi says, I got August and December of 99. With the generic caribou in this month's breast cancer ribbon quarter, I have $1, one-tenth of the way to $10.
What in the world?
Sister Mary Fornication says, just who is this plant man, and where can he be found?
According to the mods, newbies have been asking that all day. For like the last three days.
And somebody in the forums figured it out. They're like, you know, guys, it's really just, it's some dumb song that randomly has the word shirts in it for no reason. And like, yep, that's pretty much how my mind works. So yeah, there you go. Plant Man is so good. The rest of that album is really good too. I think that we're going to go out on Plant Man.
Good plan.
Let's see. Who is that? Gary Young. On the album Hospital. Ah! What the fuck just happened? That turned into some Alice in Chains CD that I have MP3s of for reasons that I'm not going to disclose. I really hate Alice in Chains.
I don't know that I've ever deliberately listened to any of their stuff, so I can't remember what any of it sounded like.
Momzilla says, what do you guys think of the Wii's controller? Because I've been reading about the game companies really liking the ease it allows games to be made with. I'm a little worried about the first batch of third-party games. Like, a lot of stuff just sort of sucked on the DS to begin with.
Because people used features of it that really had no call to be in that game.
Yep.
Like that part in the Partners in Time Mario game. Did you guys play that one? Yeah, I played it.
I don't remember having to use the stylus.
There was that one part that was just inexplicably there where you had to, like, clean dirt off of a photograph.
Oh, right.
Oh.
And it just, oh, hey, there's a stylus. Look at that.
Yeah. Or the symbols that you had to draw in Castlevania.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, I ended up trying, I basically do most of the stylus stuff with my thumbnail when I'm playing games, for the most part, because I don't like hanging onto the stylus and using the control pad and the buttons, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's going to be really exciting that we basically have a console with a mouse, like I said earlier. I mean, if the thing is, Nintendo doesn't seem like the kind of company that's going to do, like, partnering deals with, you know, LucasArts or whatever. Like, I'd be excited about the prospect of, like, you know, playing Maniac Mansion in my living room with the mouse or whatever, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Although Nintendo did have it. There was a port of Maniac Mansion for the Nintendo. I mean, maybe some third party. I think that an alliance between Nintendo and GameTap would take over the world.
Hmm.
Is GameTap any good?
It's okay. It's worth $5 a month, and I think it's down to $5 a month.
Hmm. Not that I have any problem with needing video games to play. But
yeah. I mean, it's like the problem that I have with it is I would like to play all the old Sierra games that they have on there, but it will not put them into native resolution. Hmm. So they're blurry. Like any game that's in low res, I want it to be in fucking low res. I want 320x200 or 640x480 pixels.
How
on
does
my
it work? Is it like a download or is it streaming and you're playing it on their computer?
No,
or?
It downloads it and keeps it. Whenever you go to play a game, it downloads the game and it will keep it for you. I mean, if it's like, you give it a quota of how much of your hard drive it's allowed to use, right? Because some of the games are like a gig download. Like, not very many of them, but some of the more modern ones have a lot of resources to download.
Do you have Lord Runner?
Probably. Awesome. That's the problem. Old PC games don't look right in it. And I guess people could, you know, other people, it doesn't bother them that it's all blurry. But me, it drives me nuts. Like, Zork, you fucking go full screen and you're playing it in text mode. Yeah. And that's great. You know? But, yeah.
I saw on their site that they're working on having a Mac version of it.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of cool. Although probably all it'll have is the old Mac games, which, there weren't many that were any good.
I don't see any reason for that to be the case. I mean, because it's basically just a series of emulators.
No. Maybe.
Although, I mean, I don't know. Is there a version of DOSBox for the Mac?
I think there is.
I bet there is. So I mean, there's no reason you wouldn't be able to emulate old DOS games. I think even their Windows games are emulated.
I'll have to look into that.
Cool thing. I mean, you can play like The Incredible Machine. Like, there's a lot of old, like, sort of,
that
you know,
classic, yeah,
post Golden Age PC games that were fun. I mean, they weren't like anything earth shattering, but I need to play Loom again. I think that it's been long enough since that experience that pissed me off.
Uh-oh. I got ScumVM working on the DS.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. It's pretty cool playing Sam and Max on the touchscreen.
That card is just so fucking cool.
It's neat. I've got like 6 or 8 like DS games that are completely legal ROMs because I own the originals on this one card, so I don't have to swap cards out for whatever I happen to feel like playing at the time.
Yeah. I wish they would, in that vein, I wish they would make a DS game wallet that could actually hold all the little games.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, I've taken to keeping mine in their cases.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
On a shelf, and yeah. It's,
I've got this pouch thing that holds like 16 of them, but I'm running out of space, so I have to like swap in and swap out the ones that I'm not likely to want to play anytime soon.
There's a lot of swapping going on in this office, guys.
I was talking to I was talking to Ben from the Minibuses about the whole DS cart thing, and he pointed out that if you can with a PSP, there is full featured perfect NES, Game Boy Advance, and Super NES emulators for the PSP that have save states built in.
Hmm.
It's a handheld, but it has save states built into it. So I need to talk to him about the, like, I guess, though, it's entirely possible to, like, brick your PSP trying to downgrade the firmware.
Yeah.
So I'm a little apprehensive about that, but
there's,
although my PSP is only slightly more useful to me than a brick right now, because, like, there aren't really any good games for a brick either.
Oh, I can think of plenty of good games for a brick. I mean, if anything, but never mind.
There's a Super NES emulator for the DS that I've got Earthbound running on it. It's not perfect because it's still under development and it doesn't play the really hardcore
like
ROMs
like mode 7.
Yeah, the low ROM, high whatever, I don't know. But like Super Metroid, it doesn't play.
Yeah.
And probably they're saying won't ever play because it's memory issues more than anything else.
Huh.
But, yeah, it's still pretty cool.
Moku says, will there ever be anything put into those three empty squares in the Clan Rumpus room? Yes.
Dust.
Awesomeness says, could you guys put in a reference to Lucky Number 11 and the Kansas City Shuffle in the game? I don't know what any of those things are.
Me either.
Is it related to 55?
Stone5150 says, what trophies are going to be removed? Actually, all of them.
except for the ones that you can't get anymore.
Noob88 says, what was wrong with the name Nice Clan, faggot?
Nothing. What are you talking about?
Chronoclone says, does it seem like muscle classes have an advantage against the naughty sorceress? Lunging thrust smack and the turtle tamer's butt combos have made short work of her in my experience.
Well, I mean, there's that two combat item thing that disco bandits get is pretty powerful against her.
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly okay for the naughty sorceress battle to become easier once you perm more skills.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it's probably the case that it is much, much harder for certain classes to beat her the first time.
Yeah, accordion thieves, definitely.
Yeah. But, you know.
To a lesser extent, disco bandits.
Yeah, I mean, disco bandits with the item trick is, I think, I don't know about missed classes either.
You can usually use a cookbook and a low-level spell.
Saucy Zeeb says, since an olive plus gin equals a martini, shouldn't a disease plus gin equal a quarantini? But I'm bummed. Also, says Chronoclone, the stuffed Majimac Tech Mechamech is the cutest thing ever. Thanks for an awesome game. Actually says, the stuffed Majimac Tech-a-mech Mecha Micro Mech Tech Majimac. Dumbass says, I think furry giants are broken, because I've spent a lot of adventures in the castle and encountered them quite a few times and haven't gotten a single fucking wolf mask. Well.
Ugh, denied by the crane game.
J.R. Sieb says, could you guys' all take turns saying reticulating splines in the most sexist voices possible?
Sexist.
Reticulating splines, bitch, and then make me a sandwich.
I don't think I can beat that one. Yeah.
Reticulating splines?
Reticulating splines? I like reticulating splines. That was my favorite part of SimCity, was reticulating splines when it boots up.
Does anybody know what that means?
Not
it's
really.
It's a graphics thing. Splines are something that has to do with 3D graphics imaging, I think. And then I guess they're reticulated in some way. I think its use in SimCity was just a joke, though. I gave an extra point in my review to that awful Apocalypse Clock game just because you reticulated some splines in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
It's something the computer does when you boot it up.
Oh. Pewter Rose says, there should be a bag channel where newbies and generous rich people can go.
It's called Villa.
E2K says, hey, Jake and company, I think it would be great to program KOL to overload the screen and taser the faces off all the people playing in Galway, Ireland. Please program this feature ASAP.
That's a very specific feature. Wow.
That is on our list of things to do, but I didn't realize anybody other than us wanted to.
Yeah, I thought it was for Sioux City, Iowa, though.
No. Oh, it was actually for Melton Mowbray, UK. But Jeffrey Duke says, dudes, I think the crash test dummy stole that song from the Haunted Gallery. You should sue. Lusty Pirate Wench says, so if I were to get a sword and martini guy on my tombstone and my kids took a picture of it and sent it to you, would you give me a posthumous trophy? Sure. E2K says, joking really, please don't taser my face off. I need it to articulate nonverbal messages to others.
That'll happen about the same time when someone figures out how to stab someone else in the face through the internet.
Yeah.
Analu says, the Doppelshifter does not turn into a badger, chameleon, tick, badger, jitterbug, orb, crane, badger, or misshapen animal skeleton. This saddens me.
Those have to be manually added.
Yeah, I don't think it should turn into a chameleon because I'm scared of what would happen.
Yeah,
it would explode. I think we deliberately caused it to not badger as well.
Yeah, to make the badger sort of more valuable.
Well, also because there was... because there is weirdness about if it dropped a mushroom, then what happens to your badger mushroom counter when you
it would go up and the badger yeah. would yeah you would it still would only strange. Get five a day
yeah
the same thing happens with the hobo I think.
Istanbul says, there should be equipment for the badger that does nothing but reduce the time between its animation triggers. Momoka says, Riff, why do you insist on playing the pan flute all the goddamn time?
I don't know, but it's goddamn annoying.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
You just want to drink you some wine?
And play me some pan flute. What the hell?
I don't understand at all.
I knew when I worked at Wendy's, there is a guy that worked there. He was such an asshole. He was one of those guys, one of those sorts of guys that is not at all like intelligent or interesting or creative, but really wants everyone to think he is. Right. So he carried around with him at all times a notebook full of his own awful poetry and a pan flute. Which he did not know how to play.
Would he try?
Once we badgered him into attempting to play it, and he tootled out some notes, and it was pathetic.
Huh. Athena the Great says, I find it intriguing how technical you make the game sound. It makes me happy. Yeah. Sticky says, how come there's coffee cups in the game but no usable coffee? I want to get a big steaming cup from the pile on the plains. P.S. Compressor does not dance.
I wouldn't want to drink hot coffee out of a guano mug.
Yeah. Chronoclone says, and this is a sentiment that I share, Riff's IF game was awesome, by the way. The only thing that bugged me was the putting of the crumbs on the window because I couldn't get the grammar right. I never once figured out how to do it.
It's just put crumbs in window.
Okay.
Sorry.
Nuju says, the problem with Float Point is that it's in Glocks. Oh, and if you want to see the code for some full-length games, check out some of the Andrew Plotkin games at Werb. Yeah, but are they in Form 7?
I think he did... he did an adaptation. He did an Inform 7 version of the toolkit from Spider and Web, so it's not a complete game, but it's a complicated bit of code.
Huh.
Unless he's done something more recently that I don't know about.
Maledictus says, have you guys heard of the webcomic Cyanide and Happiness? It seems to me like it'd be the kind of random, borderline offensive humor that you guys would be interested in.
I hadn't.
Divernon says, please implement a cheesecake shotgun. Seriously, blunderbuss plus birthday party jelly bean cheesecake equals curse item. that yields a blunderbuss would be enough. What? Athena the Great says, I love Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. You are now my hero. Well, good.
It was pretty good. I got it for my mom for her birthday, and I'm getting it for my aunt for Christmas. Gosh, I hope she's not listening.
And Naked Jew says, that wallpaper game was fucking stupid. I went through it with a walkthrough, and it was like watching myself act in a pointless, badly made art school film.
Man, you don't know what's good.
I didn't like it either, man. I wouldn't say that it was stupid. And I feel bad for not liking it that I found out that Zarf wrote it. But, like...
It was I feel he caught the tone of and humor of Edward Gorey stuff, like, dead on.
Cub says, have you played any of the Burger King games, like Sneak King, where you play the king and have to sneak up on people and give them Burger King food? I do.
Where is your god now?
That guy is creepy.
What?
I've seen a couple of
macro images?
Yeah, there's those forum images, but there's one that just had that grinning rubber king mask, like, leering at some guy, and they put the caption on it that said, where is your god now? It was just, Ghibli, Ghibli.
AZP2K32 says, there's a Super Paper Mario coming out for the Wii, but it's a platformer with paper elements, not an RPG.
Damn it.
Cub also says, they're making a new Paper Mario style game, as in the graphics look like Paper Mario, but it's a platformer.
Platformers.
Friggin' platformers that I suck at, but will probably buy anyway.
Waterboo says, Mr. Bill just made level 30 in 8 days in hardcore. Yeah, that was the sort of minimum that we'd established.
I feel like I should actually get on the stick and claim me some of those trophies.
Don't get on the stick.
Jetzor says, the last Metroid is in captivity, the galaxy is at peace. Yes, more Metroid-related things in-game, please. There are a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And Naked Juice says, actually, the new Stephen King book is very much rooted in the supernatural. Huh. Are you talking about the supernatural power of marriage? I don't know.
Or of being unable to end the book.
Dr. Curie says, Metroid is almost always referred to as Metroid, except in its different stages. However, it is commonly known as a larva core in the base state, the floating jellyfish. I'm almost sure I saw it in one of the Metroid games referred to as a xenomorph.
That might have been Metroid Fusion.
That might be just like a generic term for aliens that they use for every life form on the planet or something.
Yeah.
That would probably have been in Fusion. Maybe I should play through that again. I don't like Fusion very much.
I should.
Well, really?
Yeah, I just didn't
Prime
like it.
Prime 2.
Because, I guess the main part is you couldn't wall jump very effectively.
Mm. And plus, wasn't that the one that was incredibly railroady?
Yeah, it was. There was no way to deviate from the plot.
Huh.
So
I honestly don't mind that, though. Like,
it just, for me, it takes out all the Metroid aspect.
Yeah, it feels to me like the fun of Metroid is in exploring and finding the places you couldn't get to earlier because you didn't have the right tool.
I think there's plenty of that. I mean, you sort of backtrack when you find new tools.
But it tells you where to backtrack is the thing. It's like, you're always
core stuff. I mean, honestly, I would not have the patience today to play through the original Metroid. I just wouldn't do it. I would give up on it so quickly.
See, the reason why I keep playing Metroid Zero Mission over and over and over and over is because there's the set path, but you definitely do not have to go into it. It's specifically designed to allow you to circumvent that.
Huh.
And that's what makes Metroid fun for me, is the fact that you don't have to do it the way that the sort of... I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, yeah.
Okay,
I kind of ran out of words at the end of there.
Cyanide and Happiness is pretty funny.
I've never seen it. Ace91194 says, why do all the enchantments from the Raffle House lately show +0? Oh, you don't know. Elroy Jetson says, can I report a bug here? The scuba gear doesn't allow me into the Guano Junction. Well, it doesn't give you stench resistance. It gives you odor resistance, which is a totally different thing. Istanbul says, Rip says he was hardcore when he was born. How did he survive if people couldn't give him food or drink or buffs?
That's how hardcore I was.
Vimes177 says, people should be allowed to run around in the mall and play capture the flag with thongs.
What?
No fucking idea. What are you talking about? Wow, or how to form a sentence, apparently. Oddfellow says, the Metroid familiar should evolve into new forms as it gains weight, like in Metroid 2. That would fucking rule.
It would, actually.
Metroid 2 is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish they'd...
The Game Boy one?
Yeah, I wish they'd do a reissue in the way they did those... The Metroid recent ones. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be totally kick-ass.
Never played it.
Oh, it was one of my favorite Game Boy games.
Even for 1 second.
I had it whenever I had the original Game Boy.
Did it introduce the way that the Zelda game did? I mean, did it kind of introduce the sort of expansion of the concept that was in Super Metroid?
What?
Zelda. The Zelda Game Boy game was much closer to A Link to the Past than it was to the earlier Zelda game. It was a much more complicated game.
The Link's Awakening one?
Yeah.
I love that game. That was a great game. Rock.
I never had it when I had a Game Boy. I don't know why. I don't know how I managed to not actually. I never played it until on an emulator, but the thing is, I always lose interest in it and don't...
The storyline was just incredible. I love that game.
I never played the Game Boy Metroid.
Yeah, the graphics were pretty crappy, but the story was really cool. They had the whole evolving Metroids thing. Do you know about that?
No.
Basically, you went to the Metroids' home planet, SR388, I think it is. And as you go through the game, you don't have the regular Metroids. I'm running out of words again. This sucks. But they start evolving. There's Alpha Metroids and then Beta Metroids, and they start to grow arms and fangs and stuff. And the final boss is the Queen Metroid. And that's where you get the last Metroid that's referenced.
Yeah,
to
the little
Metroid.
Baby one.
The baby one that follows you around.
Yeah.
On that opening sequence, the part where that's sort of in black and white, like the Game Boy games, where she finds that Metroid and it just sort of buzzes around them. That scene appears in the Game Boy Metroid. Yeah, I wish they would redo that one, too.
Magical Hacks changed one land type to another land type. So if something had Swamp Walk, you could give it Plains Walk or whatever. So, do they even have, Swamp Walk anymore?
Seems to me there's something like that.
A lot of people are saying... Istanbul says, also, getting your Drudge Skeletons out on turn one doesn't break the game. Getting Necropotents out on turn one, drawing 19 cards, then winning the game before your opponent even needs to draw his cards, that breaks the game. Playing a 5-5 on turn one, that breaks the game. See the problem? Honestly, no. I do not see the problem with that. Because even if your deck was entirely designed for that, if you don't happen to get it in your opening hand, you're probably fucked.
Plus, I mean... Why do they need to remove those cards to fix that when all that needs to happen is for your friend to say, okay, that's pretty funny, let's play with a real deck now.
Exactly, and you know what? Don't allow Necropotence in tournaments, but still fucking have it for people who want to dick around with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, Plague Rats, it's fun to make a deck with 30 Plague Rats in it, It's and why not? But they get rid of stuff.
One of my favorite decks that I ever made was the deck that used all the monsters that sucked, the ones that had a low cost and a drawback for better stats. I love that, the one cards that required you to attack every turn. That I did really well with that deck, and I had a lot of fun playing it. I think I used that deck in the only tournament I ever went to. Didn't go very far, though.
There's an article on GameSpy, 10 reasons you don't want to run a massively multiplayer online game. But I do want to run one.
Sorry for breaking your online game.
Well, Gannett Swift gives the idea for Turtle Tamer Smithing, which is pretty much exactly like what we were talking about doing.
We're running out of time.
Are we?
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything I want
to... You want to play Plant Man?
Yeah, I do want to play Plant Man, but I want to see. I want to see if he's ready. I was checking to see if there were any other, questions we wanted to answer. Dr. Kiri says Xenomorph was used in Alien. That may be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and flush the messages, and we're gonna listen to Plant Man, and we'll I'll see you Monday. These kids will see you Thursday.
See ya.
See ya.
Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow.